Please keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the train and remain seated at all times. Now then, hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride on the internet. Dune Reads Goosebumps, and welcome to part two of One Day in Horrorland by R.L. Stine on Dune Reads Goosebumps. I am Dune. I'm excited to be here today, folks. This is recorded on March 29th, 2011, and my fucking phone is ringing. God damn it. And I'm back. I've completely lost all steam. I don't care anymore. Now, it's over. I was in the moment. I'm out of the moment. I don't care. Permanent sentados, por favor, bitches. Let's just get this over with. Chapter 13. Do you mean people have really died here? I shouted, but the horror walked away quickly, the black balloons bouncing against each other, floating darkly against the clear blue sky. The horror's answer made me shiver. It wasn't just his words, it was the cold tone of his voice, the way he made it sound like a warning. He was joking, right? Clay asked in a trembling voice. He scratched his blonde hair nervously. Yeah, I guess, I replied. A family walked past us, heading toward the House of Mirrors. They had two little boys with them, both about 5 or 6, and both of them were crying. I've seen so many crying kids in this park, I commented. They're just wimps, Luke replied. Scaredy cats. Let's go find another ride or something. No, I think we should find Mom and Dad, I told him. Yeah, let's go find them, Clay said eagerly. The poor kid. I think he really was scared. He was quite a bitch, after all. But he was trying his best not to let my brother see how frightened he really was. Ah, what's the hurry? Luke protested. Let them find us. But they're probably really worried, I insisted. I started walking toward the front gate. Dad will only make us leave, Luke rumbled. But he followed anyway, and Clay gratefully came along, keeping close to my side. Following the trail, we passed by a rickety old wooden roller coaster. It rose up as high as a 4-story building, casting a wide, dark shadow over the walk. A sign in front read, out of order. Do you dare to ride it anyway? Wow, what's up with my reading in capital letters? Out of order. Do you dare to ride it anyway? The gate was open. There was no attendant. Hey, Lizzie, wanna ride it? Luke asked, staring at the beat-up old cars parked at the bottom of the tracks. No way! Clay and I replied in unison. He kept on walking. The trail curved under thick trees, and we were suddenly in the shade. A sign read, beware of tree snakes. Clay covered his head with his hands. All three of us raised our eyes to the trees. Were there really snakes up there? It was too dark to see anything. The leaves were so thick, no sunlight filtered through. Suddenly, I heard a gentle hissing sound. It's a creeper, oh no! Boom! Minecrafted. At first, I thought it was just the rustle of leaves, but then the hissing grew louder until all the trees seemed to be hissing down at us. I cried, and the three of us started running along the trail, ducking low, our sneakers thudding hard on the pavement. The hissing in the trees above us grew louder, angrier. I thought I saw a long, dark snake slithering through Luke's pants. Oh, sorry. Slithering in the grass beside the trail, but it might have just been a shadow. We kept running after the trees ended, and we were in sunlight again. The trail curved past a row of evil-looking statues. They were made of stone. They were statues of grinning monsters, eyes narrowed menacingly, fangs lowered from their twisted mouths. Their arms were outstretched, ready to grab anyone who came close. I slowed to a trot, my eyes on the ugly statue. Suddenly, I heard a low, evil laughter. So low. It's coming from the statues, Clay exclaimed. Keep running. Did the statues move towards us? Did they raise their arms higher? Did they beckon us to come closer? I'm not sure. With their evil laughter in my ears, I lowered my head and turned on the speed. Hit the NOS, bro! Sick! I live my life a quarter mile at a time. All three of us were panting hard as we ran along the trail. I didn't see any other people. I didn't see anyone in the horror costumes either. We slowed as we came to another sign. This one had an arrow pointing in the direction we were running. It read, front exit, don't bother, you will never escape. Hey, Fred, front hole, don't bother. Nux, bro. Sick. I caught the worried expression on Clay's face as he read the sign. It's only a joke. I told him the signs are supposed to be funny. Ha, ha, he said weakly. He was panting hard, struggling to catch his breath. Without warning, Luke jumped on Clay's shoulders. Hey, Clay, how about a ride? Clay cried out angrily, get off! Luke laughed and hung on. Clay dropped to his knees, trying to throw Luke off. Come on, guys, I pleaded. Luke, stop being such a goof. We're trying to find Mom and Dad. But now they were laughing and wrestling on the ground. Come on, guys, I shouted, rolling my eyes. Let's go. I tugged my brother to his feet. Clay's glasses had flown off. He stopped to pick them up from the grass. Oh, hello. Then we continued on our way. The path led past a rectangular flower garden filled with black flowers. Then it suddenly came to a stop in front of a large red barn. The boys walked up to the large open doorway of the barn. I stayed back searching for a path that led around the barn. I couldn't see one. The path goes right through the barn to the other side, Luke called to me. Come on, Lizzie. He motioned for me to join. I spotted a small sign painted to the right of the barn's double doors. It read, Bat Barn. I was like holding out the mic like if I was an AC/DC and I wanted you guys to sing along. You shook me out. And then I hold up the mic and you guys go, night long. But I held it up to my dog and he was sleeping and his ears kind of moved in disgust. Hey, are there bats in here? I called, feeling a cold shudder run down my back. I like most animals, but bats really give me the creeps. Luke stepped inside the barn. Clay hung back, standing just outside the door. I don't see any, Luke called out to me. It's kind of dark. A strange odor invaded my nostrils. It was a strong and sour odor. It came from the barn. I didn't want to go in there. Come on, Lizzie, Luke cried. The path goes right out the other side. Don't be chicken. You can run straight through. I stepped up beside Clay at the doorway and peered inside the barn. It looks okay, Clay said quietly. The sour odor was much stronger. Yuck, I said, making a face. It really stinks. Luke stood inside the barn, his eyes raised to the rafters. I don't see anything up there, he reported. Doors on the opposite wall were wide open. It would only take 10 seconds to run through the barn and out the other side, I realized. Let's go, I told Clay. He and I stepped into the barn. The sour smell was overpowering. I held my breath and pinched my fingers over my nose. We started running to the doors on the opposite wall, and they slammed shut. With a gasp of surprise, I turned back to the doors we'd entered. They slammed shut, too. Hey! I shouted angrily. What's going on? Clay cried in a whisper. We were in total darkness, blacker than black, more metal than metal. The sour odor swept over me. I started to feel sick, and then I heard the rapid flutter of wings, soft at first and louder, closer. I screamed as I felt something brush against the back of my neck. Anyway, I'm drinking a 54-ounce bottle, 1.6 liters of Oriental Brewery beer that I picked up at the Asian market for $3.99. So, I used to drink 40s when I was like 9, and now I drink 54s, idiots. Anyway, chapter 14! Go away! I let out a low moan of horror and swung my hands wildly above my head. The rapid fluttering retreated, then returned. Bats! Clay cried in a terrified, tiny voice. I felt him grab my arm. I can't see! Luke shouted, it's so dark! I hate bats! I stammered. I felt a cold whoosh of air as a bat flapped over my head. I swung my hands wildly. The flapping, fluttering sounds were all around us. As my eyes slowly adjusted to the darkness, I began to see shadowy shapes shooting past, back and forth, faster and faster. I felt one brush my shoulder. Oh, help! I cried. Clay started to shriek. Help us! Help us! They're zooming right at me! Luke wailed like a bitch. Something bumped into my shoulder. I screamed. Help us! Help us! Clay continued to plead at the top of his lungs. His shouts were nearly drowned out by the flapping of the wings. I felt another bat brush against my shoulder, covering my face. I tried to make my way blindly to the door. The sour odor choked me. My terror made my leg shake. I could barely walk. And then I felt a hard tug on my hair. Another tug, loudly fapping right in my head. A shrill whistling hiss, so close. It could have been coming from me. My door moved. I screamed again. It's caught in my hair, I cried, falling to my knees. Another shrill hiss, another tug of my hair. I swung my hands. I hit it. I felt a warm body, felt the brush of the fluttering wings. I shoved it hard, shoved it from my hair. Help, help! The flapping wings and shrill whistles surrounded me. I could hear Luke and Clay shouting, but they seemed far. Far away. Another one brushed my cheek, another one bumped my shoulder. The shadows darted back and forth. The barn was alive with flying, chattering bats. Oh, help! Help us, please! Another one brushed my face. I felt a rush of air, beating wings on the top of my head. Help us! Help us! But no one was around to help. Chapter 15, baby. I covered my eyes with one hand and thrashed out wildly with the other hand, trying to beat the bats away. Choking and sobbing, I could barely breathe. I heard Luke calling far, far away. He seemed to be behind a curtain of flapping, chittering bats. And then, suddenly, sunlight invaded the barn. On my knees, I lowered my hand from my eyes and saw that the barn door had slid open. Luke, standing at the door, his mouth open in shock, turned back to Clay and me. I touched the door and it opened, he explained. Clay's glasses were hanging off one ear, his blonde hair was totally messed up, his eyes darting around the barn. Where are the bats? He cried. I raised my eyes to the rafters. Hey! I cried out. No bats, no sign of bats anywhere. I climbed my feet, pulling my hair back with both hands. Let's get out of here, I cried. Clay and I followed Luke out of the barn. The warm sunshine felt good. I was still itchy from the bats. I rubbed my shoulders and the back of my neck. I hate bats, I really do, I exclaimed with a shudder. But there weren't any bats, Luke said, grinning at me. It was all fake. Huh? It was not, Clay cried angrily. Those were bats. I could hear them and feel them. All special effects, Luke claimed. It wasn't special effects. One of them got tangled in my fucking hair, I cried. Just thinking about it gave me cold shivers. Special effects, Luke repeated. Really excellent special effects. I was almost scared, too. Almost, I cried. I walked over, grabbed him, and pretended to wring his neck. Almost? I heard you scream your head off, Luke. He pulled out of my grasp, laughing. I knew it wasn't real. I was just screaming like that to scare you. What a liar. I really didn't believe my brother. He was scared. He was plenty scared. I knew he was. They were bats, not special effects, I insisted angrily. Then where did they go when the door opened? Luke demanded. As soon as the door opened, the bats all vanished. Let's stop talking about it, Clay pleaded. Let's find your parents. Okay. Yeah, okay, I agreed, glaring at Luke. You really are nuts, you know that? I told him. He stuck his tongue out at me. I wanted to punch his lights out, but I try to be the non-violent one. So, I just gave him one hard punch in the shoulder. He howled in protest. You're stupid, Lizzie. You're really stupid, he muttered. And you're afraid of pretend bats. I ignored him and led the way down the path toward the front gate. Two people in horror costumes appeared on the path, going the other way, chatting enthusiastically. Is this the way to the front gate? I called to them. They ignored my question and walked past us. Hey! I called to them, but they kept jabbering away and didn't even seem to see or hear me. The sun beamed down on us. The air had become hot and still, with no breeze at all. I wiped sweat off my forehead with one hand. I could still smell the sour aroma of the bat barn. The odor on my hands and was on my hands and clothes. I saw four teenagers in bathing suits, two boys and two girls, hurrying over the grass toward a large brown pond. A sign came into view near the shore. It read, alligator pond. Feel free to swim here. Luke laughed. Are those guys crazy? We stopped to watch them step into the water. Do you think there are really alligators in there? Clay asked, biting his lower lip sensually. I shrugged. Who knows? I don't know what to think about this park. We continued along the path. A few minutes later, I recognized the mountain-shaped structure of the Doom Slide. The wide circular plaza came into view. It was nearly deserted. Even the ice cream-selling horror had vanished from his cart. Where do you suppose Mom and Dad are? I asked. They've probably been looking for us for hours, and now they're really mad, Luke said, frowning. Where are they? Clay cried. He started to sound really stressed out. We've got to find them. Is that them? Luke asked. He was pointing to a man and woman in the shade of a large stone fountain. I shielded my eyes from the sun with one hand. The woman was tall with dark hair. The man was short and blonde. Yes, that's them, I cried happily. I started running to the fountain, calling to them, Mom! Dad! The boys came racing after me. Mom! Dad! Hey! I shouted happily. They both turned around, surprised expressions on their faces. Oh, I cried out when I saw it wasn't them. I stopped short and Luke bumped right into me. Sorry, I told the confused couple. We thought you were someone else. The three of us hurried across the plaza. I could hear the wail of wolf howls from Werewolf Village. The ice cream cart stood lonely and deserted near the entrance to the Doom Slide. Where are they? Clay asked, whining. I'm starting to get hungry. Yeah, it's way past lunchtime, I agreed. They could be anywhere, Luke said unhappily, kicking a pebble across the pavement. They could be anywhere in this giant stupid fucking monster park. I sighed. Let's look for them in the shade. The sun is really getting hot. We headed toward the shade of the Doom Slide building. Suddenly, two green costume horrors came into view, their big yellow eyes bulging in front of their heads. Without thinking, I went up to them. Hey, have you seen our parents? I asked breathlessly. They stared at me in surprise. Your parents? One of them repeated. Yeah, I nodded. My mom has black hair. My dad is kind of short and he has blonde hair. The two horrors glanced at each other. Mom was wearing like a bright yellow sundress, I told them. And Dad had a Chicago Cubs hat. It was on his head. It was affixed to his head. That's where he keeps the hat on his head, Luke added.
Oh, yeah, right.
One of the horrors, a woman, replied. You saw them? I asked eagerly. She nodded.
Yeah, I remember them. They left. They left about half an hour ago.
Huh? I gaped at her in disbelief.
They asked me to give you a message,
the horror said. Message? What message? I asked.
Goodbye,
the horror replied. Check, check. I've had a few. Seems like it's recording. This is recorded on April 4th. I've been sick, so we'll see how long the voice lasts on this take. For a while I was talking how I wanted to get sick because I've been so stressed out trying to do a bunch of shit. And then I'm like, oh yeah, being sick sucks. I still have to go to work and I come home feeling like shit. That being said, Chapter 16. You're wrong, I cried. They wouldn't leave about half an hour ago, the horror repeated. She shrugged her shoulders under the bulky monster costume.
I was at the gate when they left. But,
I sputtered. The two horrors turned and began walking toward a small white shed at the edge of the plaza. Hey, wait! I called, chasing after them. You made a mistake. Our parents wouldn't leave without us. They disappeared into the shed. The door slammed behind them. I turned back to Luke and Clay. They stared at me blankly. She was wrong, I told them. Mom and Dad are still here. I know it.
Then why did she say... Clay started, but his voice broke. I could see that he was very worried and upset. Beads of sweat ran down his pink forehead.
Luke tried to make a joke. I guess that means we have the whole park to ourselves. He exclaimed, forcing a smile. Very funny, I replied sarcastically. We also have no money and we're about 300 miles from home.
We could call somebody, Luke suggested. No phones, Clay muttered. He lowered his head, shoved his hands into his pockets of his shorts, and turned away from us.
Oh, right, Luke remembered. They told Dad there are no phones in the park.
That's crazy. crazy, I said, heatedly. The liars, the whores, are liars. And thieves, and whores. I guess that's their job, Luke said, telling us lies to scare us to death. That's why they call it Horrorland. They should call it Dumbland.
Oh, R.L. Stein, you crack me up, Clay muttered bitterly.
But it's so cool, Luke protested. I love being scared out of my wits, don't you? He gave Clay a hard shove.
No, Clay replied softly. He made no attempt to shove Luke back.
Well, she was just lying about Mom and Dad, I insisted, gazing at the white shed. She was just trying to scare us. Mom and Dad are still here. We just have to find them. Come on, let's go,
Luke urged. I really just went with Lurk urged. Oh, God, this is not going to work with the Dayquil.
Luke urged. I hope we find Mom. I hope we find them soon. I'm getting really hungry.
We wandered through the park for what seemed like hours. We searched the dark, mysterious woods and a strange monster village. We passed through a carnival area with dozens of scary-looking rides. On the other side of Vampire Village, we passed a building marked Monster Zoo. It was closed, but we could hear the most terrifying grunts, howls, and moans coming from inside.
We're being attacked!
A long yellow building had a sign outside the proclaimed Guillotine Museum. Please hold on to your head.
This, if Kelly was here, this would provoke an argument because I am a firm believer that as Americans and English speakers, it is guillotine. And she goes with the classic French pronunciation of guillotine. And though that sounds better, I agree. The proper word in English is guillotine.
Anyway, Luke wanted to go inside, but Clay and I talked him out of it. Horrorland was surprisingly empty. We passed several horrors scurrying along their paths in bright green costumes. We saw a few families wandering around, always with crying kids. The rides in the carnival area were all running empty. All of the food stands and restaurants were empty, too. We walked... God damn, I can't read. My mind is like... running slightly slower than my mouth, and it's just not working out well.
Luckily, the Dayquil mixes well with bourbon.
Alright, I feel like Popeye. Let's do this! We walked clear across to the other end of the park. I was feeling more and more worried. Why hadn't we run into Mom and Dad? Surely we should have seen them by now. Clay had become very quiet. I could tell he was really scared. Even Luke trudged along with his shoulders slumped and his head down. By the time we found ourselves back at the alligator pond, I was feeling pretty bad. I crossed the grassy shore and walked up to the edge of the brown water. What do you think happened to those teenagers who went swimming here? Luke asked, staring across the pond. Think the alligators ate them?
Maybe, I replied.
I wasn't really listening to him. I was thinking about Mom and Dad. Hey, look, Clay cried, pointing to the water. I saw two long greenish-brown logs floating towards us on top of the water. Ew, poo-poo, I thought. It took me a while to realize that the logs were alligators. Big ones, Clay declared in a hushed whisper. Better step back, I warned them.
One time I was swimming and I was looking for stuff at the bottom of the pool for some reason, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I reached down and grabbed it, and then I swam up to the top and it disintegrated into my hands when I got out of the water, and it was poop.
Better step back then, I warned them. All three of us were standing on the water's edge. The alligators floated silently just below the surface of the still water, hardly creating a ripple. Mom and Dad didn't leave without us, I repeated for the thousandth time. But we searched everywhere, Luke said quietly. They didn't leave without us, I said. They would never leave without us. So, I hesitated. I was thinking hard, and my thoughts were all frightening. So, Clay asked eagerly. So if they're not in the park, I continued, it means something happened to them. Something bad happened to them. Clay gasped. Luke narrowed his blue eyes at me. "What do you mean, Lizzie?" he asked. "I mean, maybe this place really is evil," I said, "and maybe the horrors or somebody did something bad to Mom and Dad." I stared down at the bottom at the brown alligator backs gliding on so smoothly, so effortlessly towards us. "That's crazy," Luke muttered. I knew it was crazy, but I had no other explanation.
"I have such a bad feeling about this park," I told them. For some reason, my voice changed. "A really bad feeling."
And as I said that, I felt strong hands grab me from behind and push me into the alligator pond. Oh, no! Damn it. Chapter 17. I screamed. Then I realized I wasn't being tossed into the water. The hands were holding on to my shoulders. I spun around. "Dad!" I cried. "Lizzie!" he exclaimed, still holding on to me. "Where the fuck have you guys been? We've been searching the entire park for 12 times and stuff," Mom declared, barely even forming a sentence. She was standing behind us in the grass, hands pressed tensely at her waist. "We were looking for you," I cried. "They told us you left," Luke said. "We were kind of scared," Clay added. We all started talking at once. I was so happy to see them, and I could see that Luke and Clay were happy too. I had imagined all sorts of terrible things happening to Mom and Dad. It wasn't like me to let my imagination run away like that, but Horrorland was such a scary place. It was impossible not to have scary thoughts here. "I want to go home," I said. "Did you find a phone?" Clay asked. "Did you find a car?" Dad shook his head. "No, no phones. The guys in the monster costume didn't lie. There are no phones in this park." "But the horrors were very nice to us," Mom broke in. "They told us not to worry about a thing."
"They said to just come to the ticket booth when we were ready to leave," Dad reported.
Mom ran a hand tenderly through Luke's hair. "Did you go on any rides or anything?"
"We did a lot of scary stuff," Luke told her.
"Very scary," Clay added.
"I'm really hungry," Luke said. Dad glanced at his watch.
"It's way past my lunchtime. I think we're all hungry."
The restaurants and food stands are all on the other side of the park," Mom said. "Can we just eat lunch and then leave?" I asked eagerly. I still had a bad feeling about this place. I wanted to get away from Horrorland. Far away.
"Your mom and I have spent all our time searching for you," Dad said, wiping sweat off his fat fucking forehead with one hand. "We haven't had fun at all. We should all at least go on one ride together before we leave," Mom said.
"I just want to go," I urged. "I really, really, really do."
"Lizzie, that's not like you," Mom scolded.
"She's chicken," Luke told them. "She's a chicken."
"Maybe there's a ride that will take us to the front of the park," Dad suggested. "We could all take it. Then we could have some lunch and leave."
"That sounds good," Mom said, staring at me.
"Okay with you?"
"I guess," I told her, sighing.
"It's just that the rides here are all too scary. They aren't any fun."
Luke laughed. "They're too scary for Lizzie the Lesbian, but not for Clay and me." "Yeah," he said. "Right, Clay?"
"I was a little scared in the bat barn," Clay confessed.
We headed away from the alligator pond across the grassy shore to the paved walkway. A couple of costume horrors walked past, chattering in low voices. A girl's high-pitched shrieks of terror floated in the air from somewhere in the distance. The same frightening cry repeated over and over. Wolf howls rose up in front of us, and from a speaker hidden somewhere in the trees, I heard evil laughter, a hideous crackle that repeated over and over. "It's like being in a horror movie," Mom commented.
"Very clever," Dad added, walking with a hand on my shoulder.
"It's strange that we never heard of this park."
"They should put some ads on TV," Mom said, like a marketing fucking genius. "Then they'd be able to get people to come here."
We passed by a tall, narrow, green building with a sign in front that read,
"Free Fall, the only bungee jump without a cord." "Want to try that?" Dad asked, squeezing my shoulder and grinning at me.
"I don't think so," I replied quickly.
Luke was way ahead of us. He turned around and walked backwards, waiting for us to catch up. "Mom and Dad should try the Doom Slide," he said, grinning.
"It's awesome."
Had he really forgotten how terrified he was?
I don't think they'd like that, I said quietly.
Maybe we could find something that's just a little scary,
Clay suggested. Dad laughed.
Are you having a good time, Clay?
Clay hesitated.
A little,
he replied, finally, like a little bitch.
I'm having a great time, Luke declared. The path curved along a narrow brown river. Millions of tiny white insects flitted over the surface of the water, catching the bright sunlight. They looked like little sparkling diamonds. A small brown boathouse came into view. Behind it, I could see slender canoes bobbing beneath a wooden dock. A sign behind the boathouse read,
Coffin Cruise, a relaxing float to the grave. Burped Mom.
This might be fun, her eyes on the small boats. I think the river
flows toward the front of the park, Dad said. Let's take it.
Luke cheered and went running to the dock. I lingered behind the others. When I finally stepped out to the dock, it took me a while to realize that the objects bobbing in the brown water weren't canoes. They were coffins. They were made of black, polished wood. Their lids were pulled back, revealing red satin interiors. Each coffin was big enough for one person. I felt a cold chill run down my back.
We're really gonna climb into coffins? I asked.
They look comfy, Mom said, smiling at me. The water is flat and gentle, Lizzie. It won't be a scary ride.
Me first, Luke cried, running to the edge of the wooden dock.
Two costume horrors appeared to help us into the coffins.
Lie back and enjoy the ride, one of them said.
It will be your last, the other whore added with a low crackle.
Then we were all inside coffins. The whores untied them and gave us a hard push away from the dock. Here I am, I thought, lying in my coffin like the beginning of the book that you can find in part one of Dune Reads Goosebumps One Day in Horrorland on iTunes or at DuneReadsGoosebumps.com or drg.nerdy.net. Here we all are, my entire family, on our backs in our coffins. The coffin floated gently, bobbing in the water. I stared up at the bright blue sky. Trees shimmered on both banks as I floated past. It was so pretty, so relaxing. Why did I think something terrible was about to happen?
Chapter 18.
Lying on my back, I couldn't see the others over the coffin sides, but I could hear the splash of their coffins around me.
This is nice, Mom said, very relaxing.
It's boring, Luke declared from up ahead of me. Where's the scary part?
It's just a nice ride in a coffin, Dad said. Do you think we're really floating, or do you think the coffin is in some kind of track?
I could float like this for hours, Mom said.
The rides here are pretty long, Clay told her.
Is that a hawk up in the sky? Dad asked. Can everyone see it?
Shielding my eyes from the sun with one hand, I searched the sky. Directly above, a dark shadow hovered high in the sky, a little bigger than a dot.
It's not a hawk. I'll bet it's a vulture, Luke declared.
It sees the coffin and it's waiting to eat our flesh. He laughed.
Luke, where do you get these hideous ideas? Mom demanded.
Maybe Luke should live in Horrorland. Dad exclaimed. We could get him one of those green monster costumes. He'd fit right in perfectly.
He doesn't need a costume, I joked. I was starting to feel a little better. The ride was gentle and relaxing, and I figured nothing terrible could happen with my whole family around. I settled back on the coffin bottom, my hands resting on my sides, and stared up dreamily at the birds circling high in the clear sky. The coffin bobbed gently, making soft splashing sounds. So pleasant, so quiet. And then, before I could utter a sound, the coffin lid slammed shut on me, and I was trapped in total darkness. I believe everything got long. Chapter 19. Hey, I shouted. My voice was muffled by the lid over me.
I could hear the dull thud of the other coffin lid slamming shut.
Hey, let us out!
I pushed up against the lid with both hands, but it wouldn't budge. I took a deep breath and tried again. This time I pushed with my hands and feet. The heavy lid still wouldn't move. Oh, if only this didn't come out before Kill Bill. You totally could have used that sweet little, I'm gonna have my hand straight out, oh, punch. I'm gonna have my hand straight out, oh, punch. And then she got out, and then she totally killed Michael Madsen. My heart was pounding so hard, I thought my chest would explode. The air inside the closed coffin was already getting hot and stuffy. Open up! Open up! I screamed. I tried pushing the lid open. I could hear Clay's muffled cries in the coffin next to me. The poor guy was screaming his head off. I let out a loud groan as I pushed up with all my strength. The lid wouldn't even give an inch. Calm down, Lizzie. Calm down. I instructed myself. It's just a stupid ride. The coffin lid will open any second. Breathing hard, I waited. I counted to 10. I counted to 10 again. That's 20. The lid didn't snap open. I tried shutting my eyes and counting to 50. That's 70. When I reached 50, I told myself, I'll open my eyes and the lid will open. 22, 23, 24. I counted out loud. My voice sounded tiny and choked. It was getting hard to breathe. The air began to feel really stale. I stopped counting at 25 and opened my eyes. The lid hadn't popped open. It's so dark in here, I thought. The sun is beating down the lid. There's no air. I'm gonna fry. I tried to scream. I think she'd technically bake as opposed to fry. Fry would imply that the coffin was open and the heat source is coming from the bottom. Oh, well, actually, I tried to scream, but no sound came out. I gasped for air. Outside, I could hear muffled shouts and cries. Was that my mother screaming like that? It's just a ride, I said out loud. Just a stupid ride. The lid is going to pop now. But it didn't. The air was so hot and stale. Why didn't the lid open? Why? I tried to force my panic, but I couldn't. My entire body was shaking and shivering. I felt cold perspiration drip down my forehead. Something has gone wrong, I cried out. The lid is supposed to open, but it doesn't. Frantically, I pushed up with both hands. My arms ached from pushing so hard, but the lid didn't move. The coffin bobbed and rocked in the water. I lowered my hands and feet. I sucked in a mouthful of hot, stale air. My chest was heaving. My body trembled. And then I felt my legs start to itch. A tingly feeling down near my ankles. Moving up my legs, an itchy, crawly feeling. Something was crawling slowly up my legs. Something small and prickly. I let out a low, terrified groan. Spiders!
This is chapter 20.
I tried to scratch my legs, but my arms weren't long enough. Unable to move or bend in the cramped coffin, I couldn't reach down to them. The tingling moved higher. I wanted to scream, but I started to cough. And then the coffin lid popped open. Bright sunlight made me shut my eyes. Oh! I pulled myself up to a sitting position, blinking against the light. I saw the others already scrambling up out of their coffins. I scratched my legs furiously. To my surprise, there were no spiders. No bugs of any kind. The coffin had pulled up to a small dock. I braced both hands against the sides of the coffin and heaved myself to my feet.
Let's get out of here!
I heard Clay cry. That was just horrible. My mom shrieked. Luke didn't say anything. His face was pale, and his black hair was matted to his forehead with sweat.
They really went too far, Dad said angrily. I'm gonna complain.
Let's just go, Mom told him. We all scrambled onto the dock. I helped pull Clay up. Then I took several deep breaths of fresh air. Dad ran off the dock toward the open plaza, and the rest of us hurried after him.
To the ticket booth, he called back to us. Right up there, he pointed.
The coffin ride had taken us to the front of the park. I could see the front gate and a row of green ticket booths to the right.
That ride was really gross, Clay said, shaking his head.
My legs got all itchy. I thought it was ants, Luke declared. I thought it was spiders, I told him. I wonder how they did that.
Luke said thoughtfully. I don't care, I replied. I just want to get the fuck out of here.
I hate this place. So do I, Clay agreed.
They just go too far, Mom said breathlessly, jogging to keep up with us as we followed Dad. It isn't fun when a ride is that scary.
I really had trouble breathing.
So did I told her.
Hey,
How do we get home? Luke suddenly demanded, staring at her mom. Our car blew up. I think those people in the monster costumes will lend us a car, Mom replied. They told your father just to come to the ticket booth. Can we stop and get a pizza? Luke asked. Let's get out of this place and then worry about lunch, Mom told him. The main plaza was totally empty, not another living person. We followed Dad to the first ticket booth. He turned back to us, making a disappointed face.
I am disappointed. Closed, he said.
A metal grate had been pulled over the window. Dad was breathing hard from running all the way. He pushed his blonde hair off his sweaty forehead with both hands.
Over here, he said.
We followed him to the next ticket booth. Also closed. Then the next. Closed. It didn't take us long to discover that all of the ticket booths were closed. Luke... Sorry. Weird, Luke said, shaking his head. Don't they expect any more visitors today? Mom asked Dad. How can they just close up like that?
Dad shrugged. We'll have to ask someone. Fucking unions.
His eyes searched the empty grounds. I turned and checked the plaza along with him. Still, no one in sight. No visitors, no horrors. Let's try over here.
Let's try over there, Dad said.
He started walking to a low green building that stood beyond the ticket booths. It looked like some kind of office.
It was closed too.
Dad tried the door. It was locked. Dad scratched his head.
What's going on here? Where'd everyone disappear to?
He demanded. Mom took his arm. It's very strange, she said softly. I glanced at Luke and Clay. They were standing tensely side by side on the walk in front of the office. Neither of them spoke. Are you sure these are the right ticket booths? I asked.
Yes, Dad replied warily. This is the front entrance, brother.
So where can everyone be? Mom asked, chewing her lower lip. Maybe we could find someone in the parking lot, I suggested. You know, a parking attendant or something. They'll be able to tell us how to get a car to go home.
Good idea, Lizzie,
Dad said. He patted the top of my head, the way he used to when I was a little girl, or when the dog does something. Fuck, I'm so sick. All right. I watched for Luke to make fun of me, but he didn't say a word. I guess he was too worried and upset. Come on, I urged. I turned and ran past the empty ticket booths. The tall metal front gate to Horrorland stood just beyond the booths. I stopped for a second to read the sign on the side of one of the ticket booths. It read,
No exit. No one leaves Horrorland alive.
Ha. Ha, I said sarcastically. These signs are a riot, aren't they? I jogged the rest of the way and reached the gate first. I pulled it, and it wouldn't open, so I tried pushing it, and it didn't move. Then I saw the heavy chain and the large steel padlock on the gate. Swallowing hard, I turned back to the others.
We're locked in, I told them.
All right. It is now, April 12th, I'm almost over being sick. I was about to start doing this now, and I switched out my monitor to my TV because Minecraft was too dark, and then I was playing Minecraft full screen. And then I got motion sickness and sick and couldn't keep doing it, and I'm like, God damn it. Anyway, I'm drinking a 32 of Ice House. God damn it, I'm going to pound this shit out today. I'm panning out on this shit. All right.
Chapter 21. What? Dad stared at me, his face twisted in confusion. I don't think he believed me. We're locked in, I repeated. I lifted the heavy metal padlock with both hands and then let it fall back with a loud clang against the bars of the gate.
But that's impossible,
Mom cried, raising her hands to her cheeks.
They can't lock people inside an amusement park. Maybe it's another joke, Luke suggested.
Everything in this place turns out to be a joke. Maybe this is one, too. I lifted the heavy padlock again.
It doesn't look like a joke, Luke, you dumb fuck, I said unhappily.
Then there must be another gate where they want us to exit, Mom suggested.
Maybe, Dad said doubtfully. Maybe there's a side exit, but I haven't seen one.
What are we gonna do?
Clay asked, whining. His face was red and he was breathing hard. Where is everyone? Luke demanded, whining too. They've got to let us leave. They've got to.
Just try and stay calm, Dad said, putting a hand on Luke's shoulder. There's no reason to panic. This is a strange place, but we're not in any danger.
He's right, Mom broke in. There's no reason to be afraid. We'll be out of here and on our way home in no time, she forced a smile.
As soon as we... As soon as we get out, I'll buy you guys pizzas and big cold drinks, Dad promised, and we'll have a good laugh about our terrifying adventures today in Horrorland.
This is where I check to see if Cool Edit's going.
But how do we get out?
Luke demanded shrilly. Well,
Dad said, rubbing his chin. Do you think we could climb the fence? I asked. We raised all our eyes to the top of our iron fence. I hate when I play a girl character because all the characters where it's I just become me. So it's like, oh, that's what Dune's saying. But Dune is some nice budding breasts. It was way... all right, over the top of the iron fence. It was way over our heads. It must have been about 20 feet tall.
I can't climb that, Clay cried. I'd fall.
It's too high, Mom said quickly.
Bad idea, I murmured.
A large white cloud drifted over the sun. Our shadows grew longer over the pavement. The air quickly grew colder. I felt a chill run down my back. There's got to be a way out of this stupid park, I cried angrily. I hoisted up the padlock and slammed it against the bars of the gate.
Hold on, Lizzie, Dad said soothingly. We've just got to find one of those costume park workers. They'll tell us how to get out.
Dad? I turned and saw Luke grab Dad's arm. Here they come. We all uttered astonished cries as we saw the horrors crossing the plaza. Dozens of them. They moved quickly, with a steady rhythm. Silently. A few seconds before, the plaza had been empty. Now it was filled with green-costumed horrors, marching toward us, spreading out, preparing to surround us. I could feel the panic rise up from my stomach. My knees began to shake. I stared in horror at them as they drew closer, closer. I couldn't speak. I couldn't move.
What are they gonna do?
Clay cried, his features twisted in terror. He slipped behind Dad.
What are they gonna do to us?
He cried. Chapter 22. We huddled together as the horrors marched silently towards us. The only sound was the soft thud of their monster feet on the pavement and their long purple tails dragging on the ground.
There are hundreds of them, Mom murmured. She grabbed Dad's arm with one hand.
She slipped her other arm around my shoulders and pulled me closer. We had our backs against the iron fence. We stared helplessly at the grinning green faces, the bulging yellow eyes, which appeared to be laughing cruelly at us. Finally, they stopped a few feet in front of us. The plaza was still and silent, terrifyingly silent. The sun was still hidden behind the big cloud. Two large black birds swooped low in the gray sky. We stared at the horrors, and they stared back at us. I swallowed hard, leaning against my mother. I could feel her entire body trembling. I took a deep breath and then cried out, "What do you want?" The sound of my own voice startled me. One of the horrors, a young woman, stepped forward. Frightened, I tried to back up, but my hand was already pressed against the fence.
"What do you want?"
I repeated in a trembling voice. The costume horror stared at us one by one.
"I want to thank you,"
she said in a cheery voice.
"Huh?"
I uttered.
"I'm the Horrorland MC." "We all want to thank you for being guests today."
She flashed us a warm smile. "You mean we can go?" Luke demanded, half hidden behind my dad.
"Of course," the horror said, grinning warmly. "But first, we all want to thank you for appearing on Horrorland Hidden Camera."
The dozens of horrors behind her broke into applause and loud cheers.
"Huh? You mean this is some kind of show?" Dad demanded, frowning.
"See the cameras?"
the MC asked. She gestured up to the two tall poles in the plaza. Raising my eyes to the top, I saw two TV cameras.
"You mean we were on TV?" Luke cried.
"Since the moment you arrived," the MC replied, "our hidden cameras followed you everywhere, from the hilarious scene where you blew up your car. Our cameras were with you, and I know our home audience loved the terrified expressions of your faces and all your horrified screams as you took our Horrorland rides."
"Now wait a minute," Dad said angrily.
He took a step forward. His hands were balled into tense fists at his side.
"You said this is a TV show? How come I ain't never seen it? I've seen every show. I'm fat and I'm on disability all the time, so I just watch TV. Then I go to the liquor store, riding on my rascal scooter, and I buy 4 scratchers. I never win, but I keep buying because I'm a fucking idiot. Burp, 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 snap into a Slim Jim."
We're seen every weekend on the Monster Channel, the whore replied.
Oh, Dad replied quickly, lowering his eyes. We don't have cable.
You should get it, the whore told him. You're missing out on a lot of great scary shows on the Monster Channel.
The whores all clapped and cheered.
Well, you've been very good sports,
the MC continued, her yellow eyes bouncing in front of her head as she talked.
We've enjoyed having you, and to show our appreciation, we have a brand new car waiting for you in the parking lot.
More cheers and applause from the whores.
A new car? That's excellent, Luke exclaimed. Does that mean we can leave?
Clay asked timidly. The whore nodded.
Yes, it's time for you to leave. The real exit is right the fuck over there through that doorway.
She pointed to a tall green building near the end of the fence. I saw a yellow door on the side.
Take the yellow door, the whore instructed, and thanks again for appearing on Horrorland Hidden Camera.
While doing that, I waved my hands across the sky. Franklin was very impressed. As all the whores clapped their big green hands, we stepped away from the fence and hurried toward the exit.
I can't believe we were on the TV the whole time, Mom declared.
And we're getting a new car, Luke exclaimed happily.
He started jumping up and down. Then he leaped onto Clay's back, nearly knocking him over. I laughed. It was good to see the old Luke back with us.
We've got to get cable, Luke told Dad. I want to see the Monster Channel. It's got to be awesome.
We'll have to order it so we can see ourselves, Mom said.
I reached the yellow door first and pulled it open. I stepped into an enormous room with white walls that shone under the bright white lights from the ceiling.
Is this the exit? I cried.
As soon as we were all inside, the door slammed shut with a bang that made my heart skip. Then all the lights went out.
Welcome to the Horrorland Challenge,
boomed a deep, frightening voice that sounded suspiciously like the other voice over a loudspeaker.
Huh?
I gazed blindly around, trying to see something, anything in the total darkness.
You have 1 minute to go through the monster obstacle course, the voice thundered, different this time. Please keep in mind that the games are now over. This is real. You are playing for your life.
Chapter 23.
We've been tricked,
I heard Dad cry angrily, and then he shouted at the top of his lungs,
Let's get out of here!
Run!
The deep voice boomed over the loudspeaker.
You have 56 seconds!
Dad started to shout again, but we stopped when a dim light came up and a disgusting four-armed creature stepped toward us.
Oh!
I cried out without even realizing it, like a little bitch. The size of a gorilla, the monster had huge green eyes surrounded by a thick red fur over its face. Saliva drooled from its mouth, and it opened its jaws wider. Two rows of long fangs slid over its thin purple lips.
Don't just stand there, run! This is an obstacle course,
the voice boomed impatiently.
You have 50 seconds to live. At least make a good race of it.
The monster uttered a low growl and lumbered toward us in the dim light. Its jaws were opening wide as it prepared to bite. Its four enormous clawed hands swiped the air in front of it. I was too stunned to move, too frightened to run, but suddenly I felt a hand grab mine and tug me hard. It was Dad, I realized, trying to pull me to safety. I heard the boys screaming in fear. I felt Mom brush beside me as we started to stumble forward.
Run, run,
the deep voice urged over the shrieks of the two boys. I couldn't see where I was running. The light was so dim, so shadowy. I saw only a blur now, a blur of running feet, of moving shoes. The monster let out a deafening roar. Growl. I covered my eyes and kept running. Its four clawed hands swiped at Dad. Missed. We hurtled past it, only to face two giant birds at least 10 feet tall. They looked like cranes. They squawked and flapped their enormous wings. It sounded like canvas tents flapping in strong wind.
That was my best sound in all of the Goosebumps books so far. I would like credit for that. Please PayPal me some money.
Oh, help! Was that me shrieking like that? Was I really wrapped in on their hot, flapping wings, smothered, choked? No, please! How did I break away? Was I being chased now by...
by six growling pig-like creatures with sharp pointed teeth curling from their twisted mouths. The screams and terrified shrieks of my family rose over the beating bird's wings, the monstrous growls and grunts. I heard Dad cry out, and in the dim light I saw him struggling to free himself from the four-armed creature. No! I screamed as I felt something warm wrap around my ankle. A fur-covered snake. I screamed again, kicking wildly. I think that's a ferret, technically. Sending it flying into the darkness. But before I could move away, another furry snake spun around my leg. Tightening quickly, I bent and pulled at it as it hissed in protest. I tossed it aside. Run, run! The voice in the loudspeaker boomed. 20 seconds to live! More monsters loomed in front of us, disgusting yellow lizard-like creatures with dark, flicking tongues like bullwhips. A hopping furry ball that roared as it hopped. Sharp teeth poking out of three mouths. This sounds like a fucking Mad Lib, RL. It's just a bunch of random fucking... whatever. Sorry, still sick. Hissing snakes, enormous buzzing insects with glowing red eyes. More grunting pig monsters. Then a giant bear-like creature named Dune came at us on two legs. It tossed its dark round head back and laughed like a hyena as its paws punched the air. Help me! I heard Luke shriek. And then I saw him disappear, wrapped inside the beating wings of one of the giant birds. The bird cawed in triumph as its wings tightened around my brother. 10 seconds, the voice boomed. No, I cried. I lunged toward the bird, grasping the beating wing, and pulled it open. Luke slid out, and we both began to run. Monsters growled and flapped and grunted and roared. Are we gonna make it? Luke asked in a tiny voice. I didn't have a chance to answer. Two powerful paws grabbed me around the waist, hoisting me high in the air, then slamming me to the floor. I landed hard on my stomach. My forehead hit the floor, dizzy and hurt. I looked up in time to see an enormous elephant-like creature about to flatten me with its huge, furry back foot. I'm not gonna make it, I realize. No, I'm not gonna make it. We're not gonna make it. Chapter 24. The enormous flat foot lowered over me slowly, steadily. The monster was taking its time. It all seemed to be happening in slow motion. I wanted to move. I wanted to roll out from under it. I'm taking my pants off because it's getting hot while reading. But the fall had taken my breath away. I lay there gasping, watching the monster foot coming down to crush me. I couldn't catch my breath. I couldn't squirm away. I could feel the heat of the monster foot. I could smell its putrid sweat. The foot pressed down on my stomach. I shut my eyes and waited for the pain. The jarring blast of a buzzer made my eyes shoot open. The buzz echoed through the vast room. The monster raised its heavy foot from my body. The floor shook under its weight as it began to lumber away. Am I alive? I wondered, not knowing about Descartes, and I think therefore I am, or am I only dreaming that I'm still alive? Is it Descartes? Because if not, I'm going to look like a total idiot. But then again, mostly 13-year-olds listen to this, so I am right. Meh. Is there a creature really leaving without crushing me? The buzzer echoed in my ear. Then it abruptly stopped. The loudspeaker crackled on. Time's up, a woman's voice said, the voice of the Horrorland... Oh, sorry, time's up! A woman's voice said, the voice of the Horrorland MC who had led us to this terrifying obstacle course. Time is up! What a thrilling race! She gushed. I groaned and started to pull myself up. In the dim light, I saw that all of the monsters had vanished.
That was a tough battle, the MC continued over the loudspeaker. Do we have any survivors?
Yes, we do, the deep, booming voice replied.
How many survivors do we have in there? The woman asked.
Three, the booming voice replied. Three survivors out of five.
Oh, shit. There's actually death in a Goosebumps book. Huh.
Chapter 25. A cold chill ran down my body. I opened my mouth in a silent cry of shock and leaped to my feet. Three out of five. Did that mean two of us were dead? My chest still ached. My knees were trembling. I squinted into the dim light, searching desperately for others. Halfway across the room, I saw Luke and Clay. They were huddled together, walking as if in a daze toward the far wall. Hey! I called to them, but my voice came out choked in a whisper. Where were Mom and Dad? Were they both killed by monsters? Three out of five. Three out of five.
No!
I finally found my voice and let out a horrified wail that echoed off the walls.
Excuse me, a slight mistake, the deep voice boomed. Make that 5 out of 5 survivors.
Really, RL, that is your twist. You had me emotional. I was reading all soft and smooth.
5 out of 5, the Horrorland MC exclaimed. A new record. We've never had a perfect score before. Let's give them a round of applause, everyone.
I took a deep breath and held it, trying to stop my trembling. They're okay, I thought happily. Mom and Dad are okay. And then I saw them. They had their arms around Luke and Clay and were making their way toward me. We're okay, I cried, rushing to them, my arms outstretched. We're okay. All five of us huddled in the center of the dark room, hugging each other and sobbing. Dad's arm was bleeding from a deep gash. One of the monsters had clawed him. Aside from that, we were shaken, but not hurt. Now what? Luke asked in a trembling voice. Are they going to let us go?
They can't get away with this, Dad said angrily. They can't do this to people and get away with it. I don't care if it's TV.
Those monsters were real, I exclaimed with a shudder. It wasn't fake. They were really trying to kill us.
How do we get out? Luke demanded. Will they let us out?
We all started chattering at once, our voices high and frightened. Suddenly, the ceiling lights flashed on, flooding the room with bright light, and the MC's voice broke through our frightened conversation.
Let's bring our winners out with a round of applause, she announced cheerfully.
We all cried out as the floor began to tilt beneath us. I grabbed onto Dad and we started to slide, slide, slippity slide. The floor tilted down like a sliding board. And what is a sliding board? And we slid out of the room and landed in the plaza outside. Still feeling dazed, I jumped up quickly to my feet as the Horrorland MC, I'm really changing my rap name to that, hurried to greet us. The big crowd of horrors behind her was clapping and cheering.
You can't do this! I screeched.
I was so angry, I didn't know what I was doing. I just totally freaked. I leaped at the woman, grabbed the top of her mask, and started to pull it off with both hands. You can't do this! You can't! I shrieked. Let me see your face, bitch! Let me see your fucking face! Let me see who you really are! Using all my strength, I gave the mask a hard tug. Then I screamed and let go as I realized the truth.
I wonder what the truth is, guys. Fred's calling. That's the truth.
Chapter 26. She wasn't wearing a mask. The monstrous green face was her face. She wasn't wearing a monster costume. None of the horrors were wearing costumes, I realized. I stepped back, raising my hands in horror, as if trying to shield myself. You're really monsters, I stammered. They nodded back at me, pleased grins on their ugly, stupid fucking faces. Their yellow eyes bobbed gleefully.
You're really monsters, I screamed. But you said this was a TV show, I stammered to the horror MC.
Her bulging yellow eyes gazed at me.
We're happy to say it is the top-rated show on the Monster Channel, she said cheerily. Thanks to great contestants like you and your family, the Monster Channel is watched by nearly 2 million monsters all over the world.
But,
I stammered, taking another step back.
People don't always take us seriously, she continued. People come to Horrorland and think it's all a big joke. People laugh at the signs around the park. They laugh at the rides and the attractions, but it's all very serious to us, all of it.
My father stepped up beside me, shaking a fist angrily.
But you can't do this to innocent people, he shouted. You can't bring people into this park to torture them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our time is up for this week,
the whole door, the MC interrupted, shaking her enormous screen head.
I'm sad to say it's time to say goodbye to our special guest for this week.
Now you wait 1 second, gosh darn it, Dad shouted, raising both hands for quiet.
The crowd of horrors silently pushed forward. We had no choice but to start moving with them.
Let me show you people the way we say goodbye in the Horrorland Hidden Camera Show, the MC said.
Dad tried to hold back to resist, but several whores bumped against him. They were bumping all of us now. Everybody do the bump. Yeah, do the Horrorland bump. Pushing us toward what appeared to be a round purple pond just beyond the plaza. We couldn't fight back. There were too many of them. We couldn't run. They had us surrounded. They drove us like sheepdogs herding cattle. In a few seconds, we were standing on the edge of the purple pond. A foul smell rose up from the pond. The purple liquid bubbled and gurgled, making a sick sucking sound.
Let us go! Luke cried shrilly. We want to go home!
The Horrorland MC ignored his frantic pleas and stepped to the edge of the gurgling pond.
Say goodbye. Saying goodbye is always sad, she said. So we try to have a little fun with our farewells.
Just let us go! Luke insisted.
Dad put a hand on his shoulder to try to comfort him. Real comforting, Pops. We all stared at the MC as she raised a large rock in one hand and held it over the disgusting, burbling pond.
Watch,
she instructed us with a smile. She let the rock drop into the pond. As soon as it touched the thick surface, it was pulled down with a loud sucking sound.
See how easy it is to say goodbye? The horror said, turning to us. Now, will you jump in, or do you want to be pushed?
Chapter 27. Silently, the horrors began moving in on us. Closer, closer. Backing up, Clay tripped over my foot and nearly fell into the gurgling purple pit. I grabbed him and held onto him until he regained his balance. All five of us were standing on the edge of the pit. God damn it, that just reminds me of 3 out of 5 survived. I'm just kidding, 5 out of 5. I total miscalculation. Like, what the fuck was that? All right. The sour odor swept over me. I felt sick. The thick purple slime lapped up at my ankles as if reaching out to grab me.
Mom! Dad! I cried.
I didn't know what I expected them to do. We were all helpless. I knew we weren't going to escape this time. Without realizing it, we were all holding hands.
Will you jump in, or do you want to be pushed?
The MC repeated her question.
I'm really sorry, Dad murmured to us, ignoring her. I'm really sorry I brought you here. I didn't know.
His voice broke. He lowered his eyes. Dad, it's not your fault, I told him, squeezing his hand. And as I squeezed his hand, I had an idea. A wild idea. A stupid idea. A really crazy idea. I knew I had to try it. It was the only idea I had.
People laugh at everything in the park,
the Horrorland MC had told us.
But it's all serious to us,
she said. All very serious. Very serious. She stood right in front of me now, waiting for us to jump to our deaths, eager for us to get sucked down into the purple slime. I knew this was my last chance. I knew it was crazy, but I had to try it. I stepped up to the MC, reached out, and pinched her arm as hard as I could.
Oh, because the sign said no pinching again and again. That's remember, that was a very important part of the book. You don't want to do the pinching, because the pinching said no signs. It says no pinching, so you shouldn't pinch.
Chapter 28. Her mouth wide open, and her mouth opened wide, and she let out a startled gasp. She tried to pull her arm away, but I held on and pinched harder.
The mad pincher strikes again, I shouted, pinch it, pinch it, pinch it,
remembering Luke's annoying cry. Her yellow eyes rolled around crazy. No, she pleaded harder, harder. And then I was the one to cry out as her mouth opened wide, and with a loud whoosh, a rush of air escaped her lips. I leaped back. The air rushed from her mouth. She appeared to deflate just like a balloon. I gaped in amazement as she folded helplessly to the ground. An angry cry rose up from the crowd of horrors. "Inflator!" one of them yelled.
"Inflator immediately!"
They began moving in on us, growling and grumbling menacingly. "Pinch them!" I shouted to my family. "Pinch them!" The no-pinching signs that we thought were so stupid, they were serious. The horrors deflate if they're pinched. A horror stepped up, arms outstretched to push me to the pond. I pinched his arm hard, and a few seconds later, he was deflated. I heard the whoosh of air escaping to my right and saw that Luke had deflated one too. Whoosh. Another one deflated and folded to the pavement. That's all it took. The plaza filled with frightening cries and gasps of horror. The alarmed horrors turned and ran. Stampeded
is a better word.
They scattered through the park, screaming as they ran. Taking a long, deep breath, I happily watched them flee. See? I always come through in a pinch. I said, amazing myself by making a joke. It wasn't a joke, it was a pun. No, that doesn't count as a joke. You're a horrible person. I don't think anyone else in my family heard me. They were shouting for joy, hugging each other, jumping up and down.
Let's get out of here, I shouted.
I started running toward the front gate. The others followed close behind me. The gate was open now. I guess the horrors had opened it, figuring the only place we were heading was to the bottom of that purple fucking pond. Without looking back, we ran onto the empty parking lot and stopped. No car, I murmured. In all the excitement, I had forgotten that our car had been blown up. I let out a weary sigh. I felt as if we were deflating, just like the horrors. Now what? I asked, staring across the enormous flat parking lot.
It's too far to walk, Luke wailed. How do we get out of here?
The buses, Mom cried, pointing. I turned my eyes to the row of purple and green buses parked on the side of the lot. They glowed under the bright afternoon sun.
Yeah!
Yeah! Dad cried excitedly. Maybe we can start one up and get the fuck out of here.
Dad never curses. He's crazy. We started jogging over the pavement to the buses.
Cross your fingers, Dad called, leading the way. Maybe they leave the keys in them. It's our only chance.
Hurry! Luke shouted suddenly. They're coming! My heart leaped in my chest. I turned back to the gate. Sure enough, the horrors were pouring out of the park, chasing after us.
Give up! You cannot escape! One of them screamed with their disdain for contractions. No one ever escapes! One horror shouted.
Hurry! Luke cried. Hurry! They're going to catch us. Chapter 29. With the horrors close behind, shouting and threatening us, we ran full speed toward the row of buses. My heart was pounding almost as loud as my sneakers against the pavement. My throat ached, and I had a sharp pain in my side, like Dune often does in his liver. But I kept running.
You cannot escape!
Stop now! Give up!
The angry cries of the horrors sounded even closer, but I didn't turn back to see if they were catching up. The door to the first bus was open. Dad got in there first and scrambled up the steps and inside. Mom stepped in, followed by the two boys. The engine coughed, then started up with a roar as I pulled myself inside. The bus door slid shut behind me. Dad, the keys! I choked out.
Yes, they're here, he cried happily. Hold on, we're getting away.
He lowered his foot on the gas pedal, and the bus shot forward. I stumbled down the aisle and fell into a seat behind Luke and Clay.
Hurry, they're coming, they're coming!
Luke and Clay were screaming in unison. I could hear the angry shouts of the horrors through the closed bus windows.
We're okay, Dad cried, leaning over the big steering wheel. We're okay, we are out of here.
Yes, I shouted happily. Yes! We all started to cheer. We kept cheering until we were out of the parking lot and back on the highway. We laughed and celebrated all the way home. The drive took hours and hours, but we didn't give a fuck. We were safe. We had escaped. It was night when Dad pulled the bus up our driveway.
Home sweet home.
How did that bus not get pulled over in hours? I cried joyfully. We all piled eagerly out of the bus. I took a deep breath and stretched. Ugh, the air smelled so sweet, so fresh. A full moon made the front lawn shine. Then I saw him. It was a horror. He was clinging to the back of our bus. Oh no, I cried out.
What are you doing there? Dad demanded.
Did you ride back there the whole way home? Luke asked in disbelief. I shrank back as the whore let go of the bus and slid to the ground. His yellow eyes studied us menacingly. He moved toward us quickly. Clay and Luke hid behind Dad. Mom's mouth dropped open in fright. "What do you want?" I cried. He reached out his green hand.
"Here," he said. "We forgot to give you your free passes for next year." The end.
Ooh, wow, I finally finished that. I'm excited. Here's what's to come in the old Dune Reads Goosebumps. I just received in the mail from eBay. Yes, not even using PDFs. Ordered them. The copy of the first or maybe third, or maybe they don't have a numerical order, but the Goosebumps graphics, which comes from an idea I had prior to Dune Reads Goosebumps, which would be reading comic books and explaining what goes on in each panel. But these are Goosebumps ones, so it's a nice tie-in. And then the other thing that I got is, well, it's a secret. But I will be recording it, so, you know, I'm Dune, you know, Dune Murderous. You can find me on the internet. Facebook.com/DuneReadsGoosebumps. That's probably the best way to reach me. And until next time, stay spooky, bitches!